Once each year, as Brother John told you, we have this special Thanksgiving Day when we say, thank you, Lord, and we take a special offering for our building fund. And so today, we're going to look at some of the reasons that we ought to give praise and thanks to God. There's a verse over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9 I want you to turn to. In this verse, it says, for we're God's fellow workers. In another version, it says, we're laborers together with God. We are God's fellow workers. Now, think about that. Fellow workers with God. What a privilege. What a thought to be a fellow worker with God Almighty. And then it goes on to say that we are God's field. It's as if God has a big farm out here, and He's using us as that field to produce what He wants to produce. And then he says we're God's building. God has a great building. He wants to use it for His glory. And so we are part of that. So as we think about New Life Baptist Church, we think about being a fellow laborer with God. And I must say, if you are associated with New Life Baptist Church, you cannot help but realize you are a fellow worker with God. And I'm going to show you why. As we look at New Life Baptist Church, I want us to look back for maybe 8 or 9 years. I realized when I was preparing this that many of our members are rather new to the New Life Baptist family. And some of you may not know where we came from. So I want us to look at that today. It's a time to rejoice. Now, New Life Baptist Church was over here on Cruz Loop. And we had a little building. And there were houses around us, and we were locked in. We couldn't get any more land. And so there was a family in our church that the Lord led to give us 10 acres of land right here. Now, Mary and I was led by the Lord, and we know this to be a fact, and we have had the privilege of serving with New Life Baptist Church family since October of 2008. And we praise God for the privilege that's been ours to be here and be a part of this family. Now, God put together a wonderful staff. In 2009, John and Tara Venable came, and he was our minister to students, plus a number of other things. And then the Lord added Lynn and Linda Madden, 2011. Then Clay and Rebecca came on scene. He's our part-time contemporary worship leader and also our youth worship leader on Wednesday night. And he came in 2012. And a little over a year ago, September, Cody and Leslie came. And now we have, and Cody and Leslie, we moved John up to be a co-pastor with me. And so now Cody and Leslie have become our recreation and youth minister. Now we have Stephanie and Patrick Griffin, who have become the children's ministry director. Stephanie and Patrick's her husband, of course. And as of last week, we brought her on staff, the church did. Now, God is really working in the midst of New Life Baptist Church. He was already working when I got here in 2008. Like I indicated, He placed it on the heart of a family to give 10 acres of land. And the first unit was already begun. I didn't have anything to do with this structure here. It was already begun. But when I got here, I was able to help with some of the work around here, putting up some of the studs and some of those things. It was a great, great experience. Now, it was finished. This unit was finished, or at least mostly finished, and we entered into it on the first Sunday of January 2009. Now, we had a nursery, but no babies. We began with 75 people. Now, we sort of rattled around in here. But God blessed, and we went into it debt-free, without a payment. But God began to bless New Life Baptist Church and added to the church. You read in Acts about God added to the church. I believe that's what God does. And so God began to add to the church And the Lord provided another 8 acres on this right beside us here. So we now have a total of 18 acres. And God has blessed, and we realized we needed more space. God began to grow this church, and we praised God for it. And so we got a committee together, and they began to make plans. And so the second building over here was begun. And that's where the gym and the kitchen and the coffee shop and the offices are, and another education, some more educational space. Well, exactly 5 years after we went into this particular unit, we went into that building. On the first Sunday in January 2014, we went into that building, and when we went into it, we had to borrow some money. We paid money as we went along, and so we borrowed $650,000. Now, it took 2 years, a little bit over 2 years, to pay for that. As of April this year, 2016, we paid that off. So God has seen fit just to bless us, and in a marvelous, marvelous way. Now, our church year is from September 1 to August 31. This is the church year for all of our Baptist churches, our Southern Baptist churches. And so we have a church profile that we present to the association, the state convention, and the Southern Baptist Convention. You understand that every Southern Baptist church is an independent local autonomy. We do our own thing. And we cooperate with the Central Baptist Association, this Arkansas Baptist State Convention, and the Southern Baptist Convention in order that we might do greater work, greater missions together than we could if we just were one church. But we give them a profile so that they can see what we're doing and what other churches are doing. But we take no orders from those above us. They exist because of us. And so as a result of it, we present a profile that tells what we've done every year at the end of August 31. And so I asked our secretary, I said, could you pull up the past few years of the profile of our church? And let me just show the people kindly where God has brought us to. So if you've got your blue sheet there, I think it's blue. Notice here, in the year 2008 and 2009, the general fund, that is the undesignated money, which really is the budget offering, was $239,231. The total giving, that includes our mission offering, and we have Lottie Moon, which is foreign missions, and Annie Armstrong, which is home missions, and some other mission offering. But this includes our mission offering, and there was a total of $335,071. And our total membership then was 408. God gave us that year 62 additions, 21 for baptism, and 41 others. Now, look at 2009, at the end of 9 and 10. At the end of 10, we had a total designated offerings of undesignated, that is, our budget offering, $303,498. And our total giving was $399,341. We had a total membership of 450. God added to the church. You know, we have some join, some leave. So we had an additions of 81 that year, 26 for baptism, 85 others. Now, I want briefly to just scroll through these and come down to the year 2014-15. That's not this year, but last year, really. And the general fund offering at that time, the budget offering, was $663,372,000. Total giving was $865,846. Now, our membership at that time was 873. God gave us 81 additions that year, 33 for baptism, and 48 others. But now come to this year. We finished this year, August 31, 2016, and there were the general fund of given of $758,417. The total giving this year was $941,782. Our membership stood at 899 at the end of August. Additions this past year was 129. There were 54 baptisms and 75 others. Now, the thing I've been able to praise God for is that every year we had many, many who accepted the Lord, and we baptize them. We're just not getting them from other churches. We're grateful for the fact that God is bringing people, maybe from other churches, that want to serve with us, and we're grateful to God for that. But by and large, we have been able to see people being saved and baptized in our church. Now, as of today, in September, we had, and this is a new church year, beginning September 1. As of September, or in the month of September this year, we had 22 additions. We had one who passed away. So that gives us 920 members. I recognize you can't find some of them, but praise God for those that He's given to us who want to come, who want to be a part of it. And also we have some who come this Sunday and then they skip it on Sunday too. We have some who come every other Sunday, you know, kind of like that. But we have 920 members. I'm praying that God will somehow help us to get them all at church and they'll all serve Him faithfully. But here's the summary of that. From the time of 2009 till today, we had 408 members. Now we've got 920 members. Total giving back there in 2009 was $335,071. Total giving last year was $941,782. Now, that's the total giving. So you can see if you're involved, if you look at this, if you're involved with New Life Baptist Church, you're involved with something God's doing. We give all the glory to God. We recognize it's His doing. The good hand of God has been up on us. And if you're serving, and if you're giving, and if you're involved with New Life Baptist Church, you're involved with God. Only way you can explain this is God is doing it. I don't understand why God brought this church out here and built it in a cow pasture. Do you? I mean, it's amazing. I was at the state convention the other day, and one of the guys that has been with the state convention for many years, he says, it is an amazing, amazing thing that God's doing out there at New Life Baptist Church. And it is. It's an amazing thing. And all the glory goes to God. We're just glorified to be a part of it and to be involved in it. Now, I say all that to say we want to do God's work the best we possibly can. I often pray, Lord, help us to do Your work better than it's ever been done before. That's what we want to do out here. So it's a time to praise God. But it's also a time to raise an Ebenezer. And no doubt when I mention Ebenezer, your mind envisions old Ebenezer Scrooge from Dickens' Christmas Carol, who was grumpy and a joy killer. Well, that's not the picture at all. Or maybe you remember a church down the road yonder somewhere that was named Ebenezer. Ebenezer Baptist Church, maybe. We had one in my home community. Or maybe you remember the hymn, Ebenezer, in one of the stanzas, and you sung it, but you wondered, what in the world did it mean? What did it mean? The hymn is entitled, Come Thy Fount of Every Blessing, and it was written by Robert Robertson in 1758. And the second verse of that song has Ebenezer in it. Here's what it says, Here I raise my Ebenezer. And then he explains what the word means. Hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, Israel was under attack by the Philistines. And they feared for their lives. And they begged Samuel, the prophet, to pray for them. And in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 8, let me read it to you. So the children of Israel said to Samuel, Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that He may save us from the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb, offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. Now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistine drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overthrown before Israel. The men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as below Beth-kar. Then Samuel, here's the verse, then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Now the Lord thundered when Samuel prayed, thundered against the Philistines, and they became confused, and they were overthrown, and the Israelites defeated them. But then Samuel took a stone, verse 12, and set it up between Mizpah and Shin, and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. I believe we need to raise our Ebenezer, say, thus far the Lord has helped us. You see, the message that Samuel was sending was that there was this rock that they were to look at and remember how God had helped them. And so it was a rock of help. It marks the place and the time when God helped them. And so the word Ebenezer really means stone of help. It was to be a stone of remembrance. And so he raised the stone and named it Ebenezer, stone of help, stone of remembering God's help. That's what it was for. And so perhaps if I could, I'd have a big crane out here with a big stone, and we'd set a stone up out here and put Ebenezer on it. Hitherto the Lord has helped us, and we recognize it as a church and as a church family. This song, Come Thy Fount of Every Blessing, is a wonderful song. How many of you sung it in your old church back there? We don't sing it much now. Well, it was a great song. It's a tremendous song. And I've asked the trio here to sing it for us. Listen to it.
Come Thy Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Strings of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of Thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I'm come. And I hope by Thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I come.
Amen. That's a great song, isn't it? Let's sing that second stanza together. You want to? Then lead us.
Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I come.
Thank you, trio. You know, that song is so wonderful. Here I raise mine Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I've come. Here today, I want us to raise the Ebenezer for this church. Just like Samuel did. Stone of remembrance. How good God has been to New Life Baptist Church. Here I raise my Ebenezer. As a church, we need to do that, but I want to tell you something. We as individuals need to raise our personal Ebenezers. There's been times when God has helped us, when God has provided for us in a special, special way. God helps us every day. But there are times in our life when God comes and He provides for us and provides for our family and our children. We need some personal Ebenezers. Stone of remembrance. Remembering when God helped us in a special way. You know, if we had these Ebenezers, these stones of remembrance that we can go back to, you know, it'll cure anxiety. It'll cure discouragement. It'll cure hardness of heart. If we just realize God is our helper and has been our helper and remember that. Now, I realize these are days filled with anxiety and we don't know which way our country is going or what's going to happen. But I want to tell you something. We can look to the God who provides for us and we can know that He is on the throne. And we can raise an Ebenezer to say, hitherto our Lord has helped us. But you see, this is not a time to quit. It's a time to rally. God is not through with New Life Baptist Church. He has a plan. He put this church out here in the cow pasture. And He's raised it up for His glory and for His name. And He's planted us here to meet the needs, the spiritual needs of multitudes of people that He's bringing this way. Therefore, we need to realize what a joy it is to be a fellow laborer with God in reaching needs of families and boys and girls and men and women. New Life Baptist Church, where can you find another church with such a sweet fellowship? Where can you find another church with ministers, adult ministers, men and women, youth ministries, children's ministries, preschool ministries, music ministry, homebound ministry, recreation ministry, and many others? Where can you find one like that out in the cow pasture? I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Well, because of the past, we believe that God has plans for the future, great plans, plans greater than the past for New Life Baptist Church. Therefore, we must make plans to minister and disciple and meet spiritual needs of those that God brings our way. And so a few months ago, our church elected a building committee to begin to plan to look to the future. And that building committee has been busy. And they've met with an architect from the Lewis architectural firm called John McMoran. And this firm has built churches all over. First Baptist Russellville, Garth Springs Baptist Church, First Baptist Hot Springs, Hot Springs Baptist, Crossgate Church there in Hot Springs, and many, many other churches and other facilities in this area. And so we began to talk with them about what they would propose. So I want to show you a video of a proposal. Now look, we're not finished. On January the 15th, on a Sunday night, we're going to have the architect and the building committee, and we're going to have a town hall meeting for everybody to ask questions, for them to explain what it is. We're going to look at it, and then we're going to pray about it and determine what God really wants us to do. But I want you to see this preview. It's a little clip here. And so look at it, and I think you can maybe be interested in seeing something of what God may be telling us to do in the future. All right. Now, they're going to get an overview here. We thought we had some music with this. But you see the new building on that end, the parking spaces, and the drive end over there on the end. And this is tied into this. And we have a gathering space in front. And we'll have a new coffee area over there where we'll get more people in. This is over here. It's crowded out. And then you'll get an inside view here in just a minute of the proposal. Here you go. A sanctuary that seats about 800 with the possibility of having a balcony in future years. And so that's kind of what we're looking at. It'll have flat floor with stadium seating in the back. And so we can have people down here and not look like we don't have anybody, you see. So it's exciting to see and what God is doing. But anyway, this is just a preliminary, and there probably be a lot of different plans taking place between now and then. Now the question is, how are we going to do all this? Well, we believe because of what God's done in the past, He's going to bless in the future. We want His will, and we want to follow His will and do His will. How are we going to do it? We're going to remember Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 18. You remember Nehemiah was in the Persian court of Artaxerxes. And God spoke to him about going back to Jerusalem and rebuilding a wall around Jerusalem. And so he had to get permission from the king because he was a cupbearer to the king. And the king graciously gave him consent. Not only that, but gave him an entourage to go with him and provided funding for the rebuilding of the wall. And so Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem. In those days, a city without a wall was no city. Just like a country without borders is no country. Do you know that? And this city, Jerusalem, needed a wall. Nehemiah gathered the leaders of the Israelites, and he told them what God wanted him to do. Look at verse 18. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me. He had let the king allow him to come back. He'd give him funding for it. It was amazing. The hand of God was upon me, and also the king's word that he's spoken to me. So they said, when we heard that, let us rise up and build. And they set their hands to this good work. You only have to read Nehemiah to understand they did the job together, and it was accomplished in short order. We're going to remember Nehemiah. But then also we need to remember the God we serve. We need to remember that we serve Jehovah Jireh. That's a word for God. That's a name for God. It's used in Genesis 22, verse 14. When Abraham was sacrificing up on Mount Moriah, and he took his son because he did not have a sacrifice. And as he was going up there, he says, his son asked, Where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb? And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. If you've got a King James Version, it says Jehovah Jireh. If you've got a modern translation, it will break it down for you. The Lord will provide. We serve a God who will provide, Jehovah Jireh. And Abraham said, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided, Jehovah Jireh. This is God's work. He will provide, Jehovah Jireh, when we work together with Him, when we labor together with Him. And we need to remember that our God is El Shaddai. El Shaddai is God Almighty, the God who is all-sufficient and all-bountiful, the source of all blessings. That's how we're going to do it. We can't do it ourselves. We've got to depend upon El Shaddai, the God Almighty. God does His work through His people, His fellow laborers, His fellow workers. And that's you and me. And God wants to do a great work right here in this church and continue to bless and to provide for the church and the cowpaster. Now, we began with God's fellow workers. I want to ask you, are you a fellow worker with God, with the Lord? If you're involved at New Life Baptist Church, you can say yes. If you're involved in any way, you can say yes. But are you involved as a fellow worker with God as you should be? Are we really, really gloriously, wonderfully blessed and realize that God has given us the opportunity of being a fellow laborer with Him? Are you doing what you need to do the way you need to do it? Or maybe you say this morning, I'm really not a fellow laborer of God because I've never entered the kingdom with Him. You need to accept Christ as your Savior. Let Him be your Lord and your Savior. Commit your life to Him. That He can take you and use you, and you can be one of those fellow laborers with God. I'll tell you this, when you get over yonder on the other side, you know what's going to count? What kind of fellow laborer was I with God? That's what's going to count. That's really what's going to matter. So I'm begging you this morning in the name of Jesus to link up with the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him be your Lord and your Savior. Savior and Lord. And let's be that fellow worker that He wants us to be. It may be that you need to come trusting Him today as your Savior. It may be that you need to get off your stool of do nothing and get busy for the Lord. It may be that you need to say, Lord, what is it you want me to do? And begin to do it the way He wants it done. Let's pray together. Father, You're good to us. You've blessed us as individuals and as a church, and we praise Your name today for all that You've done. And we're grateful that You've let us be a part of it. This is a day of praise and thanksgiving. And we bring the sacrifice of praise to You this morning. And Father, it's a day when we raise our Ebenezer to say, hitherto the Lord hath helped us. We thank You for that. But Lord, it's a time of decision. So I pray in these moments of decision that the Holy Spirit will just speak to our hearts and will help us to make decisions that honor the Lord Jesus and will bless ours. Father, thank You for Your presence and Holy Spirit of the living God. I pray that You would convict and convince and assist people in making commitments to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. Amen.